And I was describing that to him, trying to get him to say it. And he couldn't think of it. And I said, well, hush puppy? He said, what? Hush puppy. Never heard of it. You sure you're from the South? Thought everybody knew what a hush puppy was.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Claimed he didn't anyway. Well, what, have you ever heard people talk about corn pone?
Yeah.
Now what is that?
Well, that is cooked in a big skillet or a big pan. Pretty good sized piece of it, you know.
Something I see.
Like a 8x12 or something.
That's a pone of corn.
Yeah, that's
corn bread.
A pone of corn bread.
I see. Well, what about this thing that, you know, you can mix up your batter and fry it in deep fat and cook it so it'll have a hole in the middle of it?
Donut.
Have you ever heard of somebody taking a lump of that donut batter and just cooking it like that without the hole?
I don't know that I ever did. I wondered a lot of times why they didn't cook it without the hole.
Yeah, when I ask some people about that, they say, oh yeah, that's donut holes. Which doesn't make a lot of sense, you know. If you're eating donut holes, you're really not eating anything, I suppose. Talking about eggs, what would you say the two parts of an egg are?
White and yellow.
Ever heard the yellow called anything else?
Yolk.
Yolk. What are some different ways of fixing eggs that you know about?
How do you boil them, fry them, poach them?
Scramble.
Yeah, scramble.
If you're cooking greens, a lot of times you'll cook a piece of meat along with them.
Mm-hmm.
What is that usually?
It's fat. Usually it's some fat. Our ham hock.
Mm. We have a lot of lean.
Yeah, well, not too much lean in ham hock or some. But usually they put in some salt pork or bacon dripping, something like that.
I see. Is that the fat you were talking about? Have you ever heard people call that piece of fat back?
Yeah, fat back, yeah.
Or maybe fat meat?
Yeah.
Now, I know about that fat back. I used to work in a packing house when I was in junior high school during the summers. And boy, I hated to get that job where you had to salt down that fat back. Because
yeah.
if you had a little cut on your finger or something like that, he'd work you over for his ride. And it was always in this old clammy cooler that they had the salt bin in, you know, and all that. And it was wet and damp. If you had to do that early in the morning, it was the worst feeling in the world. I hated to do that more than anything.
Yeah, I salted down a menu.
Mm-hmm. That just stuck in my mind for some reason. It was just very unpleasant. Well, what about, say, if you know, this meat that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast, slicing, is, say if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon and, you know,
slab.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as what some people call the middling?
No, it really is. In our side, sometimes you use the term side of bacon.
But if you were slicing the bacon off that slab, you know, before you eat it, you have to cut off that real tough edge. And what do you call that?
Skin.
Skin. Have you ever heard people call it the rind?
Yeah.
Bacon rind. What other